Welcome back to the Public Affairs Show on iHeartRadio, where we tap in with the who's in our community. I am your host, Andre Please Bay Area. Welcome to the show. Miss Kim Fisher, Breakthrough Type 1 Diabetes, Northern California Chapter Board, Chair of Research. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you, Andre?
I'm very well. Thank you for taking some time out to chop it up with me. Now, Miss Kim, I like to break the ice a little bit. Before we, you know, get going, we're going to talk about the Type 1 Diabetes Community Summit going down in San Ramon in just literally a week or so. But first, let's just break the ice. Introduce yourself. Of course, you are the chair of research over there at the Type 1 Diabetes Northern California Chapter Board, but you're so much more than that, Kim. Where were you born and raised? How did you get involved in this organization? And let's go from there.
Awesome. Great. Yeah, I landed in Northern California for graduate school at Berkeley and have pretty much been here ever since. And born and raised on the East Coast, a little bit in Europe, and here I am now. And I got involved with the Breakthrough T1D board and with the diabetes community in general when my daughter was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. In 2019, she's 19 years old now. So she was 13 years old when she was diagnosed. And at that moment, I was going to jump in and do whatever I could to learn about how to make her life more manageable and better, and got very involved in learning all the research that was happening in type 1 diabetes and joined the board of Breakthrough T1D.
For the listeners out there, right, who don't know, what is type 1 diabetes, Ms. Kim?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. So type 1 diabetes is an autoimmune condition. So basically it means your body's own defense system, which is normally fighting off viruses and germs, gets confused and mistakenly attacks your own body. In the case of type 1 diabetes, it destroys cells in your pancreas that produce, among other things, a vital hormone called insulin. And the reason that's important, insulin acts like a key. So it basically unlocks your body's cells to let sugar and energy in from the food that you eat to be used as energy. And without insulin, the sugar has nowhere to go. It builds up in your bloodstream, which is, you know, actually fatal, very dangerous. And, you know, it also, you're effectively starving if you don't have insulin. So it's a really important thing. If you don't produce it, as you don't with type 1 diabetes, you need to take it through shots or a pump. And that's really hard. It's really hard to manage taking the right amounts. It's really hard to get the right amounts that you would get if your body was producing it naturally. So in summary, it's an autoimmune disease. Your body is attacking your pancreas and you're no longer producing insulin.
As a mother, yeah. As a parent, I couldn't imagine. You know, I have a daughter. She's almost 18 months now. You said your daughter was about 13 when she was diagnosed. What were some of the warning signs, or how did you start to notice that, hey, something's wrong here?
Yeah, no, I'm so glad you asked that question, because I really want people to know what the warning signs are. We had no idea. And it's really not that hard to figure out if somebody has type 1 diabetes, but so few people know what the warning signs are. In the case of my daughter and the many others who are diagnosed, she was incredibly thirsty, like thirsty like you would not believe. Like, she could not stop drinking. And then she was also going to the bathroom constantly. So frequent urination, extreme thirst. She got really skinny because, again, the sugar wasn't going into her cells to be used as energy. She was effectively starving. And we just thought, oh, it was May. It's getting warm. She's thirsty. She's skinny because she had a growth spurt. She's 13 years old. Like, we had no idea. But they were the telltale warning signs. They're like eating so much, but none of that is, you know, getting stored. And so your kids will look really skinny, even though they're eating a lot, and they'll be going to the bathroom a lot and drinking a lot.
And since then, like you say, it's been about six years, almost 7 years. What has it been like for her living day to day with type 1 diabetes?
Yeah. You know, also a good question, and I almost wish it was just day to day. It's literally minute to minute. Like, wow. She has to think about this every second of every day. Luckily, we are just so blessed that the technology that exists today. I one of the reasons I work with Breakthrough T1D as a volunteer is because they are behind so much of the development of technology that we have today that makes her life so much easier than the lives of people who were diagnosed even just a few years before her. But certainly, you know, people who were diagnosed 30 years ago did not have the opportunity to see what their blood sugars were every 5 minutes and, you know, get their insulin dosed based on what their blood sugars were. Like, we know so much more and we have so much more technology available to us. That said, it's so hard. Like, I was on vacation with my daughter yesterday. She's home from college for the summer. And, you know, we would spontaneously, you know, she's with her cousins, you know, that her little cousin would want to go for a swim. And she'd always have to say, well, I need to wait till my blood sugar goes up, or I can't go right now. Let me check my blood sugar. She'd be playing pickleball and she was sitting off the court because her blood sugar went low. Exercise, especially if you don't plan for it and, you know, suspend your insulin and eat the right foods to sustain your energy. You know, she would have to go off the court and sit there. And I came up to her once and she's just like, I hate this disease. So she manages it better than anybody I know. She has all the tools. And she, you know, she goes to an academically rigorous college. In her first year, she was athlete of the year at her university. Like, she's, you know, she's doing great. But when I see this sort of like day by day, it's hard. It's really hard. And it makes me want to do whatever I can to get this disease cured. And I'm really excited about some of the things that are happening out there, pushing towards a cure. And, but it's a hard disease to manage. And it really is minute by minute. It's hard to be spontaneous.
Two questions for you, Kim. As a parent, how do you manage? We talk about the kids and you're just trying to help them out, but there's an emotional toll there watching your child go through something like this. As a parent, could you speak to those parents out there that are listening that may be going through what you went through 6-7 years ago, but it's just starting for them? Could you talk about the emotional toll that weighed on you and how you were able to, you know, get it together for your child?
Get it together. I have tears in my eyes now, Andre. I don't know that I got it together. It is emotional and it's hard to see your child having to manage so much. But I will say it has made her so resilient. And she is so successful. She's not only doing her sport this summer, but she's also working in diabetes research this summer. Like, it's driven her to, I think, you know, be someone really special. And I think that, you know, there's no reason why kids today with diabetes can't do all the same things that other kids do, that other, you know, successful people do. Yeah. It's just takes so much more planning and so much more time, but it's, you know, everything's possible and it's going to be okay. I think that we have the tools today. You know, I follow my daughter's numbers. I can see her glucose numbers. You know, if she is, you know, really low, I have the opportunity to reach out and be like, hey, are you okay? But I haven't had to do that this year. Like, she went away to college and she just really owned it. And I, you know, at home, she didn't wake up sometimes when she was low and I'd have to go into her room and feed her. But she left home and maybe in the back of her head, she knew, okay, this is me now. And she's just had no emergencies and just really nailed it that first year at college. So to parents out there who are dealing with this now, I want to say, like, not only can your kids be everything they were going to be, but it's going to be okay. And I also think that in your kid's lifetime, you know, the CEO of Breakthrough T1D says, you know, within 5 to 10 years, I'm going to take off my insulin pump. He's also diabetic, type 1 diabetic, because there's so much happening in cure research like never before. And so I think, you know, people with type 1 diabetes, sometimes they have to worry about long-term complications from having high blood sugars throughout their life. I don't think our kids have to worry about that. I think there's going to be a cure. Yeah. And in the meantime, the tools to manage are so much better than they were before. Despite all that, yeah, it's hard. And I just want to acknowledge and, you know, compliment any parents out there who are managing with kids, especially, you know, my daughter was diagnosed at 13. I tried to help, but she owned it from the beginning. But there are toddlers being diagnosed and that's, you don't ever know what is your toddler, you know, you might give your toddler insulin for food that you've prepared for them, but they might not eat it. Like it's
it's a lot harder to manage these little kids who are being diagnosed. So my heart goes out to those parents, but I also just want to provide hope in terms of all of the research that I see and what's coming down the pipeline.
For our listeners just tuning in now, you are listening to the voice, the sound of Miss Kim Fisher. She's the Northern California Chapter Board Chair of Research over at Breakthrough Type 1 Diabetes. We're just going over, you know, information about what type 1 diabetes is. She shared so far, you know, that her daughter was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes and she's killing it so far, you know, so kudos to your daughter. She's an inspiration, I'm sure, to many listening out there. My next question to you, though, Ms. Kim, was you are the chair of research. How are we looking on the cure for that type 1 diabetes out there?
Excellent question. And yeah, I think there are so many companies currently working on a cure and making incredible progress. You asked me earlier, what is type 1 diabetes? And in type 1 diabetes, as I mentioned, the immune system is attacking cells in the pancreas that produce insulin. We have successfully reproduced those cells in the lab out of stem cells and put them back in the bodies of people with type 1 diabetes and had them produce insulin such that those people with type 1 diabetes no longer needed to take shots or wear an insulin pump. So that is an incredible piece of work that Vertex Pharmaceuticals and others who have been backed by Breakthrough T1D have in late stage clinical trials right now. So that is incredible. The problem with that is that it only works if you take immunosuppression, because the immune system in somebody with type 1 diabetes will just go attack those cells again, even if they're put back in the body. So other work is being done now to genetically engineer those cells so that they can hide from the immune system attack. And I know you're going to ask me a little bit about this community summit.
So
excited. Yeah. Well, I am so excited to be there because Sana Biotech is one of the companies presenting, and they have a patient who has successfully had genetically engineered cells put back in their body to be hidden from the immune system. And it's only been 3 months, but it's working. So I think we're going to learn about some really exciting things at this community summit. And I'm personally really excited to hear about it myself directly from these companies and these researchers and these innovators that are working on the cure.
Kim, I have a question really quick. We got about a minute and a half left, but for our listeners out there that want to go, we're talking about the Breakthrough Type 1 Diabetes Community Summit happening August 23rd in San Ramon. Might I add, it is a free community event out there. How can the listeners be a part of this event, Kim? Is there a phone number or email address? Do they have to register or what?
Yeah, so we welcome anybody. The easiest way to find it is just Google, you know, Breakthrough T1D Community Summit San Ramon. I can give you a URL, but it's longer than that. So just Google it. It'll pop up, Breakthrough T1D Community Summit San Ramon. Everybody is welcome. It's a, you know, as Andre said, it's a free event. And it's, you know, not only are we having this cure track talking about all the research I just discussed, there's a teen track with some really inspirational people talking who have, you know, sort of been through this with type 1 diabetes, and, you know, a panel of college students, myself and an endocrinologist will be talking about, you know, More Than Insulin is the name of our talk, Better Blood Sugar and Happier Lives with T1D, because there are some things, you know, the cure is coming, but in the meantime, there are things that people with type 1 diabetes can do to help their blood sugar stay in range, not just insulin, but other, you know, sort of medications that they can take that make things easier. So we'll be talking about that. And yeah, there's just a lot going on that day. There's a youth camp for kids for like K-7. So if adults want to go and listen to the cure talk, their kids can meet up with other kids with type 1 diabetes. And I think that in itself is a really powerful thing for these kids to know that they're not alone and other people are, you know, managing this and doing well. And so there's that connection with the teen track, you know, the youth camp, and then lots of things for parents and adults to learn.
Absolutely. This is the Public Affairs Show on iHeartRadio, where we tap in with the who's who's in our community. Miss Kim Fisher, Breakthrough Type 1 Diabetes, Northern California Chapter Board Chair of Research. I appreciate you taking some time out your day. I want you to know your friends, your family over here at iHeartRadio are supporting everything you guys are doing out there. Keep up the great work. Okay, Kim?
Thank you so much, Andre.